Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, for today, December 13th. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We greatly appreciate you guys. Tonight we have beauty news and we're going to also recap the entire year of Beauty Talk for the year 2020. So I'm going to turn it over to Denise really quick so that she can greet you guys and we can get started.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you guys for joining us for tonight's show. We just want to give you some quick beauty news, but before we do, just want to let everyone know that you can call into the show with your questions and comments by calling 914-803-4399. Again, that's 914-803-4399. And you can join me over on Twitter for a tweet chat tonight using the hashtag BeautyTalk. You can also use BeautyTalk2020. Again, using the hashtag BeautyTalk and BeautyTalk2020. And our handle on Twitter is @Beauty_talk. Again, @Beauty_talk. So just very quickly, wanted to tell you guys about a master class that's taking place tomorrow at Nigel Beauty Emporium. Nigel's Beauty Emporium in Hollywood. And I'm not sure if it's too late to register for it or not, but it's a master class tomorrow, December 14th, 2020, at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so that's 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The class duration is 2 hours. You can purchase the class at nigelbeauty.com. under the event section. Again, you can go to nigelbeauty.com under the event section to purchase the class. The class fee is $75. It's with Anastasia Beverly Hills. It's $75 for the class, and it's redeemable in Anastasia Beverly Hills products in the store as well as online. The masterclass will be held on Zoom. After purchasing your masterclass ticket, you will receive a separate email confirmation. The confirmation will include how to redeem the Anastasia Beverly Hills products online and in the store, as well as Zoom instructions for the masterclass and the course breakdown. So, again, the Zoom meeting will be with Jamie Moreno from Anastasia Beverly Hills. She's their pro artist. So, again, that class takes place tomorrow, Monday, December 14th, at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a two-hour class for $75. You can purchase tickets online at nigelbeauty.com under the events tab. Okay, and then for a class that's coming up on December 20th, Sunday, December 20th, it's with the Powder Group. And the Powder Group's just been pretty busy. I feel like from the summertime on up to now, they've just been busy with their online programs, which has really been good, you know, because without there being like your makeup shows or your IMATs and things like that that just didn't take place this year, you know, for the ones that didn't take place, there were a couple that we were able to sneak through before we were all shut down with the pandemic. But for the most part, you know, we missed out on being able to do stuff like that. And so I think the Powder Group has just stepped up and stepped in and just really have taken, you know, I don't want to say taken control of that, but just really, you know, jumped in and really, I think, did what they needed to do so that we could kind of still feel connected to this makeup community. But even in the best of times, the stresses of creating a successful career can become all-encompassing, overwhelming, and detrimental to our well-being. Now, that is the truth. Add to it the social, political climate, and a global pandemic, and it's easy to understand why so many feel frozen in their tracks. The Powder Group's The Wellness Symposium will help get you back on track and moving forward with new focus and light. This completely online program will help you in making better decisions, focusing on you and figuring out your needs, as well as understanding and examining your physical and emotional effect on the world around you is an everyday challenge for many of us. It is compounded by our current challenges and uncertainty we are facing on many levels. In this unique and interactive program, the Powder Group family of wellness leaders will bring attendees through a broad range of subject matter, all focused on creating a stronger sense of wellness in their life and career. The program will set you on a path to becoming a stronger you and will open you up to new ideas and show you tools and techniques for incorporating wellness into your life every day. Learn about energy and its overall effects on you, your relationship with yourself and those around you. Walk away with tangible tools to begin creating your very own style of wellness to cultivate on a daily basis. Experience how it feels to let go of old thinking and patterns that hold you back from growth and creation. Let me read that again, because this I think this part is so key and so important to just, you know, great mental health. But experience how it feels to let go of old thinking and patterns that hold you back from growth and creation. You will learn about and explore daily rituals that help keep energy clear and protected. You will leave with the knowledge to return yourself to a state of grace and peace during deeply stressful times. The Wellness Symposium will be led by the Powder Group founder, Michael DeVellis, and feature Sarah Regano of Form and Light, James Vincent of Rebels and Outlaws, Oralis Flores of The Moon and the Muse, and Stacey Robinson of A Raven's Path. For more information and to get complete details about the program and to register, you can go to thepowdergroup.com. The Wellness Symposium, again, is Sunday, December 20th. From 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., and that's Eastern Standard Time, okay, which would be 9 a.m. To 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The program will be conducted online on Zoom. Participants must have a Zoom account in order to participate. Given the nature of the content of the program, the Wellness Symposium is available as a live broadcast only and will not be available as a rewatch. Again, this is a live broadcast only and will not be available as a rewatch. Okay, the Powder Group Pro member rate, $90 for the Powder Group members and $120 for all others. Again, that's $90 for the Powder Group members and then $120 for all other people who are willing to take the symposium. So, again, to get more information and to get more details about it and to register, you can go to thepowdergroup.com. The Wellness Symposium is sponsored by Form and Light, Rebels and Outlaws, A Raven's Path, and the Moon and the Muse. Again, thepowdergroup.com.
Nice. I know I made this announcement recently, but I just want to say it again for those of you who didn't hear it. I know a couple months back I told you guys to save the date for ISSE, which, you know, every year it's in January. And I gave you a January date, but for those who don't know, they're not doing an in-person show this year. Now, that show is huge, one of the biggest in the country, and they're not doing it in person any longer. Not saying any longer, but any longer for 2021. The date is now March 14th through the 16th of 2021, so they're moving it to March, not January. Again, that's March 14th through the 16th, and pre-registration sale starts January 4th for those who are members. Again, member pre-sale is January 4th, and then regular registration starts January 5th. Okay, and you can go to probeauty.org for more information. But I just want to also remind you, when I was telling you guys about saving the date, I also told you that NAHA, which is the North American Hairstyling Awards, was going to now be a part of ISSE. But because ISSE decided to change their dates until March and do a virtual digital experience this year, NAHA decided they wanted to continue to be an in-person event. Okay, so NAHA is moving now to they're moving to the Cosmo Pro North America show in Las Vegas. Okay, again, NAHA will be moving to the Cosmo Pro North American show in Las Vegas, and that's on August 29th of 2021. So ISSE Digital Experience, March 14th through 16th. Member pre-sale starts January 4th, and regular registration is January 5th of 2021. NAHA is moving to Cosmo Pro North America in Las Vegas. And that date is August 29th, 2021. It's going to continue to be an in-person event. So very, very interesting, but nonetheless still a great time to be had. And just so you all know, the NAHA finalists, 2021 finalists, will be announced on January 14th. And that's going to be at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, the NAHA 2021 finalist announcement is January 14th, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. And if I'm not mistaken, it will be on Facebook. That's where they normally do their announcement. But I'll post or make more put more information out about that when I find out exactly where. But I do believe it's Facebook like it's always been. I don't think that's changed. Again, the finalist announcement is January 14th. All right. So now that we have that out of the way, just wanted to say hi to a couple people. I know Jennifer Ivy is listening. So hi, Jennifer Ivy. And then our faithful listener in Texas is listening. Hi to our Texas listener. Thank you guys for being on with us tonight. And for those of you who are listening online, thank you guys for tuning in. And for those who will listen on the playback, we thank you as well. So I wanted to kind of do a review or a roundup and talk a little bit tonight about some of the shows that we had throughout the year. Some people who are listening may have jumped on board later in the year and haven't had an opportunity or a chance to go back and listen to some of the shows. But we started the year off with a friend of ours that we've known for, it's been a long time. I'll say at least 10 years. It's probably a little bit longer than that, maybe 12, 13 years. But we started the year off with Hairstylist Tracy Moss. Tracy, we just worked with her last fall on a TV show. And while we were working on the show, she was finishing up the writing of her first book. We brought her on the show once her book was out in January, and she shared a lot of information about, you know, how she basically got to the point where she is today. She shared some of her successes. She shared some of the things that held her back from moving forward. I remember just having conversations with her years ago on sets and just talking to her and knowing that she had a desire to take her career further. And it's always interesting to me when people who, you know, you see a lot of different scenarios. You have artists who have worked with so many people. They've worked with so many people. They've done a lot of things. They have a lot of experiences that other people would look at them and be like, oh, my God, you know, they've done it all. You know, but yet they wonder what they need to do to be a success or what they need to do to take their career further. You know, where you see a lot of people who haven't done much, but they have so much in their head and that their attitude is that they're going to, you know, conquer it all. They're going to do it all. And it's interesting to me to see the people who have already had and possess what they need and how sometimes they struggle with what the next step is versus those who may not necessarily have what they need. But they seem to have it all laid out and have it all together. At least that's how it appears. But Tracy wrote a great book. And she was our very first show of the year. And I just do not, and I'm going to find it for you. I thought I was supposed to have it sitting here so I could give you guys the title. And I'm going to do that. Styling by Faith is the title of her book, Styling by Faith. She is a member of IATSE 798 Hair and Makeup Union, so she works on a lot of film and television shows, but she started her career back in the day, you know, working with a lot of music artists here in Atlanta, working abroad. So she's done a lot, and she has a really great book. So if you get an opportunity to purchase it, it's Styling by Faith, and I do believe you can pick it up on Amazon.
Yes.
Okay. Then we kind of picked up a little later. We had a plastic surgery coach. And that was the first time I kind of ever heard that title, a plastic surgery coach, on with us. Michelle Emenick.
Yes.
And she herself has also, she has also written a book as well. But again, like I said, it was really interesting to hear her story, to talk about some of the people. She talked about some of the people that she kind of coached through this whole process of, you know, getting plastic surgery.
Because she really looked into why
mm-hmm.
some of these people wanted plastic surgery, and I think I had kind of expressed how, you know, whenever I heard about people wanting plastic surgery, I would just always think like, oh my gosh, you know, like these people don't need plastic surgery. They're just, you know, what is this thing where everybody's getting plastic surgery and everybody's wanting to look like this and everybody's wanting to, you know, look like that. But she kind of shed some light onto that, and she talked about how basically if plastic surgery is what was going to make this woman feel better or feel good about herself, then she was all for it. It was like, you know, so be it. You know, most of these women, like, you know, they may have had an issue with something, like, you know, may have had an issue with a certain part of their body. And for them, because they've lived with that body, you know, for them, having plastic surgery was the answer for them. And if them going through that process was going to, you know, if that was going to make that woman love herself, then so be it. Let her have the she should have the plastic surgery. The one great thing about Michelle was it was like, again, like you said, she coached them through the whole process, you know, from the time they arrived, like in her office, and, you know, they would meet with her before they actually got to meet with an actual doctor, before they actually got to talk to the doctor. They would meet with her, they would talk about their reasons for wanting to have the plastic surgery and all of that, and she would coach them through it and talk them through it, and she would be with them pretty much every step of the whole process. And then, you know, like, these were people who, even after the whole thing, you know, they would come back for follow-ups and things like that, and even years down the road, these people remembered her, you know, because she did, you know, take the time to walk them through the whole process, to explain the whole process to them, pretty much what was going to happen, how, you know, how things were going to go and things like that. So it wasn't just they walked into her office and then, okay, you want this? Yes, we'll give you this, and this is when it's going to be. You meet with the doctor, and, you know, and that's that. It wasn't that. It was a whole process, and a process that these women didn't have to go through by themselves.
Right. And just so everyone knows, Michelle's book is called Blue Collar Beauty, Confession of a Plastic Surgery Coach. And Michelle also has a podcast as well. She's a plastic surgery coach with over two decades of experience. She's done over 10,000 patient consults, and she's trained over 2,000 doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, her thing is about educating and supporting, you know, consumers to ensure that they have, like, a positive experience on their, you know, their aesthetic journey, focusing on them knowing exactly what to expect before they actually go in and do it.
Right. And it was so interesting because I, you know, was reading her book. By the time we did the show, I had not finished her book. And so I was probably like halfway through it or almost done. And I remember taking it to work, and one of my coworkers actually saw the book, because she was actually in the process of wanting to have another plastic surgery. And so she wanted to read the book, so I let her read the book. And she, I mean, the book was everything to her. And she, you know, and it was, I believe she ended up reaching out to Michelle or something like that, but she really enjoyed the book. It really helped her to make the decision to go ahead with the surgery. And I think even after she had her surgery, she started a Facebook page to kind of like track her progress after the surgery. And, you know, she went through the different stages of, like, you know, with her being her bruising and all that, and then the whole healing process. And she took pictures of everything, and she would show pictures on the Facebook group page, and she invited different people to the group page. And there were a lot of women out there who had either had plastic surgery or wanted to have plastic surgery, who, you know, they were following her journey, this whole healing process, and following her journey of, you know, what she had to go through, you know, how she had to, like, you know, redress you know, her the certain part of her body that she had surgery on, and just, you know, just her whole process of you know, going through her healing. And the surgery was a success. She was pleased with it, and she really learned a lot from it. But I will say that that book of Michelle's is a great book. If you are considering plastic surgery, it is really a great book to read, to check out before you even decide to even look into any particular plastic surgeon. I think this book will help you even in that process of how to even choose a plastic surgeon. Because, you know, some people will go off of just recommendations, and sometimes, you know, one person's experience may be different from another's. So it's really important to not just go off of recommendations, but look into other plastic surgeons, even if people have never heard of them. If you research them and you Google them, just look into different plastic surgeons and not just one, but also look at photos of, you know, surgeries that they've done before, similar to what you want to get, making sure you see photos of that, and they should have that.
Absolutely. So, again, Michelle's book is Blue Collar Beauty, Confessions of a Plastic Surgery Coach. And it's worth checking out if you're, again, if you're interested in plastic surgery. It's also worth checking out her podcast. You can find her podcast on Apple Podcasts. Just research and by her name, The Plastic Surgery Coach, Michelle Emick. Then we, I know this is, you love to talk about this, but we spoke with Daisy Jing, and she's the CEO of Banish Skincare.
Yes. Banish, oh my gosh. I think they reached out to us about being on the show, and we got them on. They sent us both like a whole starter kit with the Banish gel, the Banish oil, the mint cleanser, the vitamin C cream, the Banisher, and then which is the micro needling tool, and then I want to say it was and the pumpkin enzyme. How can I forget the pumpkin enzyme mask? Oh my goodness, that kit. And the thing about it is, I don't break out often, but when I do, I want to get rid of it. I want to get rid of it. And so that kit was like right on time. So I got the kit one day, and I started using it for like a whole week, and then it was, then we had the interview with them on a Sunday night. The mint cleanser I loved, because even if you don't necessarily have blemishes, but you are like very oily, this mint cleanser is so great. For just, of course, getting rid of any blemishes, but just to kind of like get rid of a little bit of that oil, so your skin is not left so oily. It's perfect for that. It wasn't like totally drying or anything like that. But of course, this mint, it's gonna dry you up a little bit. But it wasn't like my skin didn't feel uncomfortable, because my skin is more of a normal to dry. So for me, it didn't leave my skin feeling uncomfortable. The pumpkin enzyme mask, if you have breakouts, if you have oily skin, if you have discoloration from blemishes, this is the mask. This is the pumpkin enzyme mask that you want to use from Banish. I promise you. It smells great. Like me, you're going to want to lick your face because it smells that great. You want to eat it. But it works. It really works. Like, everyone that I've introduced these products to, they love it. You have the Banish oil that you can just use it as a face oil, and you can also use it after you use the Banisher microneedling tool. It's good for using after that. So once you open up those pores with that tool, you can get that you can get that oil into the skin. The vitamin C cream is great. I'm telling you, if you're trying to get rid of dark spots, this is the formula right here. Mint cleanser, pumpkin enzyme mask, vitamin C cream, and the banish oil. That's if you're trying to get rid of dark spots. If you have blemishes and you're trying to just get rid of a blemish that pops up, you put a little bit of that gel on, flies it out, gets rid of it. I'm telling you, these products work. We've had tons of skincare brands on over the years, tons. And I've tried a lot of different products. But I didn't believe in any product as much as I believe in Banish. I'm not the type of person who will try to push a certain product on you or try to force you to buy something. And I don't try to force people to buy this either. But what I will say is this product works. You don't have to take my word for it. Try it yourself. It works. It works. It works.
Absolutely. Speaking of products, we also had on the show Ariane Turner. She's the creator of the Look Good, Live Well natural product line. But she wasn't on talking about her products. She was on talking about pretty much wellness, sharing a lot of her wellness tips.
Mm-hmm.
She was on talking about her wellness tips. And then maybe about 2 weeks after that, we had health and wellness coach Natasha Bala. She's out of New York, and she's one of the show producers of I'm going blank because they changed the name of the I can't remember the name of the big beauty show in New York, but they changed the name. Gosh, I'm going blank. But you know, this show has been around for years. I can't think. I'll tell you the name.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm just going blank right now. But she's one of the producers of that show. But she came on about maybe 2 weeks later and shared health and wellness tips as well. So if you guys didn't hear those two shows, you can go back and check those out. So a lot of health and wellness tips shared from people who are not just beauty professionals, but beauty professionals who believe strongly in wellness and self-care. And they shared, Natasha shared talked a lot about eating, the way that we eat, and that kind of thing. Whereas Ariane, her focus was a lot on, like you talk about self-care, but not only that, but just kind of like the way we do things. If I'm not mistaken, I believe we got into a little bit about how, scheduling, and I know she's big on this, but like scheduling your day, not trying to do more than you can take on and handle. And a lot of times we don't realize how important that is. And we don't realize how not trying to tackle those to-do lists, because sometimes we make those lists very long and we try to get everything done in one day and get nothing done. Instead of making reasonable lists and things that, kind of prioritizing what's important and what needs to be done first and that kind of thing. So Ariane talked a lot about things like that, whereas Natasha spoke a lot about health and, you know, eating habits and things like that. So between the two shows, you have a very well-rounded perspective on beauty and wellness.
Yes.
And then we talked to a young African-American beauty photographer in Charlotte, North Carolina, Brianna Collier, which I love her work. I really love her work. She came on and she talked to us a little bit about her work, about, I can't remember where she's originally from, but, you know, we talked about her working in beauty, you know, in a town like Charlotte. You know, you wouldn't think that, you know, when you think about beauty photography, and if you had to attach it to a city, you're not thinking about Charlotte, North Carolina. You're thinking of,
right,
you know, like bigger towns and that type of thing. But she came on, she's, her work is really good. And she's so young. And she's, her work is definitely worth checking out. Very important conversation had with an old friend of ours who's been on the show. He's been on the show, and I would say at least a good 4 or 5 times throughout the years. But if you all have been listening to our show for years, then you are familiar with Marvin, Marv the Barb Church. Marvin did something really important back in April of this year. Marvin started the Barber Relief Fund. He started the Barber Relief Fund to help barbers like himself, as well as others in the beauty industry, hairstylists, nail techs, et cetera, who pretty much everybody per every state had to shut down. Everyone had to shut down for a period of time. And when they shut down, of course, they're not working. And for, you know, for people in the beauty profession who have like studios or salons or spas, as you know, if they don't have any other forms of income, that's the only way they can make their money is by going into the salon. So he created this Barber Relief Fund because his whole thing was, you know, we as stylists, we're making sure that people look good all the time, every day. And so basically he wanted a way for stylists to be taken care of. It's like pretty much saying, okay, now it's our turn to be taken care of. It's our turn to be looked after. So he created the Barber Relief Fund to help support those barbers and stylists who could have possibly been out of work because of COVID-19, being shut down for COVID-19. So, and I do believe that he is still collecting for the Barber Relief Fund. So it's worth checking out. I'm just trying to go and see if he's still collecting for it. Also, speaking of relief because of COVID-19, PBA, the Professional Beauty Association, they have a PBA COVID-19 relief fund where they will provide $500 to licensed beauty professionals who are unable to work due to COVID-19. So there is a COVID-19 relief fund still for beauty professionals. You provide $500. And then, of course, Marvin has his fund as well. And with Marvin's fund, I don't think that there is a set amount of money, you know, given out. I'm not, you know, I don't know what the amount is, but I do know for the PBA COVID relief fund, it is a set amount, which is $500. And then it is something that you have to, for PBA, it is something that you have to submit for. So not everyone who submits will receive funding. So that's just important to know. But you can go to probeauty.org/COVID relief fund to get the application if you're still in need of funds. Speaking of beauty photographers, we spoke with our good friend, Ms. Courtney Daly. She came on as well to talk about her, oh my gosh, her work is so amazing. And Courtney works with a lot of top brands. So when you flip through some magazines and see, you know, this phenomenal photography of some of your favorite cosmetic brands, or even if you see some phenomenal advertising online, a lot of times
and you know, it's so funny because Courtney started out as a makeup artist. She started out as a makeup artist, and then when she started photography, she was shooting models and she was shooting people, and then it just turned into this thing where she just became this, this brand product photographer, and she does some amazing, amazing work. And she also teaches, she has classes. She has like retreats for photographers as well, where she teaches them how to be better photographers. But she's amazing.
Yeah, she is. She really is. And when she was on this year, she hadn't been on our show for, a few years. But the first time she came on our show, she talked about, how she did this photography, but she was still, working in makeup. But now she has pretty much, she's just like total beauty photography now. And it's amazing. I can't stop talking about how amazing her work is. But she has really, her business has really grown from when she first came on the show, until up until now. So a lot of great stuff coming from Courtney Daly. And so as the months were going on, we were talking about, a lot of different states started issuing their rules and regulations for beauty professionals as a result of COVID-19. And if you guys are listening from different states, to see some of those things, you can go to your state's cosmetology board and find the different rules and regulations. But I'm pretty sure if you're a salon professional, then you know them by now. One of the things that we came across, we actually took this certification class from Sanitation Conversation. It's something that our union mentioned. And I think they were, for a limited period of time, they actually covered the cost of the certification, Sanitation Conversation, which, it's just health-grade sanitation training and certification for makeup artists. So we took that class, great class, basically covering, how to clean your brushes, how to clean your products, what you should be using to apply. And as I was taking that class, I just said to myself, this is just like basic old school stuff that we were taught when we were in school. And mm-hmm. It's like when you first start your career, especially back when back when I started and I got out of school, I was always following exactly how we learned in school. We always used disposables, you know, disposable lip brushes, disposable mascara wands, spatulas, palettes. We always cleaned the product. It reminded me so much of everything that was done or how we were taught in school. And that's one of the reasons why I always, always, always encourage people to get licenses for whatever you're doing. Even if it's not required to get a license, I always suggest that people get licenses because you get that training. You know, a lot of self-taught artists don't get the same type of training. You know, and they don't get that sanitation piece that should go along with it. And but I really feel like now because of this virus, now I really feel like you're going to begin to see a lot of some of these. I keep calling it old school, but it's not old school. It's industry standard. It was what we should be doing. But you're going to see a lot of things go back to the basics, which people should have never stopped doing, actually. So for those of you who would like to receive the certification, you can go to sanitationconversation.com. I believe if you have to pay, I believe it's like $50 maybe. I'm not sure, but
no, it only was $99.
Oh, it was $99. Okay.
Yes.
It does. It's only. I don't even know if it takes a whole hour. Maybe an hour or less, a little less. But it wasn't like an all day thing or a couple hours or anything like that. Very quick, but worth having that that certification. Kind of just to show clients that, you know what, I'm very well aware of what needs to be done and anything to make people feel comfortable.
Right.
We had a couple of our UK sisters on the phone, a couple of our African UK sisters on the line with us this year. If you don't know these women, please go look them up. But we had our friend Christina Ajayi on the line with us, and she spoke on behalf of Juvia's Place Cosmetics. That was a great conversation, just kind of sharing their philosophy and talked a lot about their products. And then we had our good friend Lola Maja, who is everything when it comes to film and television makeup over in Nigeria and in the UK. She was on with us. I think that was Lola's second time being on the show with us. She was on some years ago before.
Yes.
And then we
that was
had,
your second time.
Yeah. And then for those of you who are familiar with bridal makeup artist Joy Adenuga, she was on with us. We were so happy to get her on with us. Great conversation we had. She even talked a little bit about representation and just being a Black artist, things that she had to grow to. We all talked about that a lot. Back starting in August, we featured a new series called the Black Creatives Experience, where we brought Black artists on from various areas of the beauty and entertainment industries. So speaking of that, you know, we started off the series with a few makeup department heads who just talked about, you know, their experiences. And my sister and I even shared some of our experiences as well, just talking about hiring Black artists, having a diverse team, Black artists having to prove themselves when it comes to getting jobs. The our resumes didn't speak for ourselves. We always had to prove something. So we talked a lot about that on the department head episode. And then we brought in Sag Mack and Morel Hollis and Margina Dennis, who talked about their various areas. So, you know, we had Sag talking about bridal and editorial. And Margina, she could talk a little bit more about film and television as well as her work in fashion. Morel talked a lot about his work as well in fashion as well as television. Then we twisted the conversation just a little bit when we brought on two publicists who's worked in the industry for years, two black females who's worked in the industry for years. And for the both of them, they've worked with the majority of their careers with some of the big white studios on some major, major films. I mean, like big films. And they just talked about a lot of things that went on over the years that they had to deal with to, you know, to get these black actors on some of these big projects properly represented, in their promotionals. They just talked about at the end of the day, what they were going to do was they were going to make opportunities for themselves and for other black publicists. But they talked about how hard it was for just black publicists to even get the job. So now they are creating lists and just kind of getting familiar with who out there is black and a publicist, and just kind of having resources for black publicists to get work. So it was a really interesting conversation, a lot of things shared. And then we brought in our theater friends. We had Jennifer Ivey and Jelani Remy and Marika Rowland, as well as Afton Battle of the Black Theater Coalition on with us. And we talked about some of the issues that they all experienced in theater. And I suggest anybody out there who's in theater to definitely get familiar with the Black Theater Coalition, because whatever experiences that you're having, issues that you may be having as a black artist, whether you are a singer, actor, hair, makeup, working in theater, you know, the Black Theater Coalition really needs to know your story. Because they're there to just help make it a little bit easier for black artists in theater. We went on again to talk with other beauty professionals, other makeup artists and hairstylists like Camille Friend, who's a hairstylist, AJ Crimson and Tim Buchanan. They came on and they shared the AJ Crimson and Tim Buchanan show was really amazing. We really kind of helped each other see a lot of things. That was great. So if you haven't heard that, please go check that one out.
Yeah.
Camille Friend now in a position.
Edwards.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Camille Friend is in a position to really help black artists, you know, with her new position, she's able to help black hair and makeup artists with being hired on jobs. And then we had Natalie Edwards, who kind of represented the beauty brand world. She's head of diversity and inclusion at Estee Lauder. She was on with us as well. And then we had a little laughter, if you will, when we talked with the black director of photography. It was an all-male show. It was an all-male show, but they shared a lot of their experiences, and they even had us laughing when we asked them what their definition of beauty, was. Funny, but they really shared a lot. And one of the guys on, he, you know, has been working for like well over 30 or so, you know, years. And he just had a lot to share about his experiences and about how things were back then. And the great thing about a lot of the people that we talk with is, like, they're really willing to not only work with those in their industry who are non-Black to help them understand what the needs are for Black artists, but then they're also trying to make ways for Black artists to be able to succeed as well. And then that led us up to the conversations that we've been having over the last few weeks about the definition of beauty, something that we've wanted to share for a couple of years now. On our social media sites, on the Beauty Talk Instagram page, we'll be sharing some of our responses that we've been collecting now, just so that people can, you know, share with us their experiences or their definitions of beauty. And you guys are welcome to do the same by sending us your definition of beauty at beautygirlsmedia@gmail.com along with your picture. And we'll get that out if that's what you wish to do. But you can also send us via audio your definition of beauty in a minute or less, an MP3 format, and we can actually play it on the show if you would like. And that's pretty much the rundown. We'll be back next Sunday night with our last show for the year on next Sunday night. So please make sure you tune in, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as always. And you can find us on Instagram at beauty_talk_media. And on Twitter, we are beauty_talk. And then on Facebook, we are Beauty Talk Online. So, again, we'll be back next Sunday night for our last show of the year. And then it's vacation time. So we're excited about that part. Yes.
Just for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And just very quickly, yes, you can follow Janice and I on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter just simply by our names at Janice Tunnell. That's JanicTunnell. And I'm Denise Tunnell, DeniseTunnell.
All right. So thank you guys for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Again, check us out next Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And
yeah, and if there's any of those shows that we recap that you missed, go back and check those out as well on the replay.
Absolutely. Same place as always, right here on Blog Talk Radio. All right. Have a good night, everybody, and have a beautiful and blessed
good night.
Week.
Good night.